that I bring to you, a beacon of light to see you through. For time is on our side, and a holy man. that I bring to you, a beacon of light to see you through. For time is on our side. For time is the essence. Thank you.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. I told her I was the swellest man around. Well, she started in to spend my money. She started in to call me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. We're in the jailhouse now.
Guess it's about that time, huh?
Yeah. Here we go.
You're an actor. Act, motherfucker.
Elliot?
Yeah?
Get on your knees.
Oh, no.
What? I said get on your fucking knees!
Eric, what the fuck?
Shut the fuck up, the both of you! I know what the fuck I'm doing. You think I'm pretty fucking stupid, don't you? Ah, don't you?
No,
no, don't you fucking lie to me, you motherfucker!
He's bluffing you, Elliot! He's bluffing you! Can't you see that?
Come on, I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say, Clarence, you are without a doubt.
Shut up!
Say it, goddammit! I want to hear you say it. Clarence, you are without a doubt the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen on the face of the planet. Say it!
Dumb fucker!
Apparently,
Clarence,
I'm not as dumb
didn't do that!
All right! Apparently, I'm not as dumb as you fucking think I am I, huh? Come on, what the fuck is waiting for us up there, huh? What the fuck's waiting for us?
He's gonna shoot him.
Tell me I'm gonna pump two in your face right here, right now.
He's not gonna shoot him.
Clear enough, motherfucker.
He's gonna shoot him.
Like Nick Carter used to say, if I'm wrong, I swear to God, I'll fucking apologize, all right? Something's amiss, I can feel it. If anything out of the ordinary goes down, I swear to God, you are gonna be the first one shot.
Clarence, he didn't do anything. What the fuck?
Shut up, all right? I'm gonna blow this motherfucker away. Fuck you.
I wish somebody would just come and get me because I don't like this anymore.
Get a hold of yourself, you fucking sissy.
And I wish somebody would just come and take me away. Just take me away.
Hang in there, Elliot. God damn it.
I can't face this. I'm sorry, but I just can't. And if there was somebody would just come to my rescue, everything would be all right.
Elliot.
What?
I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. Prince, I'm sorry,
mate. What's with this guy?
Why are you playing around?
I just had to be sure. That's all. I'm sure now, okay? I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, man. I like this Clarence kid. This fucking guy's crazy.
Dark end of the street. Zen master of the fine art of pizza building will attempt the ultimate pizza. He calls upon the muses for inspiration and begins. Anchovies, yes, of course. Just fooling. You surprised me.
Do you want to make love?
What's I want? Just a minute. I'm a little thirsty. What did you say?
Do you want to make love?
Maybe you better sit down.
Yeah. Did you see him hit my hands? Did you get that?
Yeah.
You want to start kicking ass?
Whoa!
Nothing from my wife. Look at
relax.
Huh?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'll see you in court.
Relax.
Hey, who's that blonde?
That's Lori Cribb.
That's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, she hasn't left him yet?
He doesn't have any money. Why is she with him?
I don't know, man. Well, it must be love. Wouldn't you love a guy who looked like Steven Seagal? And he fights like him, too.
I'm just holding on to the questions.
I like the cigarette thing going on, too. Like, the cigarette is always in the mouth. I like that. I like that move. This is a phenomenal piece of tape. Really is. What is this guy fighting about?
I have no idea.
Did the guy just hit me? Did you just hit that? He just popped me.
Who's that guy?
The guy just hit me.
Who's that guy? What is he doing?
That's a balancer at the club.
I see.
He's holding me back, but you notice that homophobic guy is now hanging out with Martin now.
The guy who's screaming you're a homophobe.
Yeah, and that's now you look at his face. He's looking down at my tape recorder.
I see, and he's going to steal your tape recorder.
Yeah, and then break it up.
Well, someone takes your tape recorder, we don't know who, and smashes it.
Yeah, okay. I have it right here.
All right.
Now play that, you silly little fart.
Relax. Hey, watch it!
She's putting that over the camera to protect Mort's image.
You know, she's always thinking. That's why she's a producer.
Right, you gotta protect
slash
image.
Girlfriend.
You gotta protect that image.
Now, there goes the tape recorder.
I will, you homophobic piece of
shit. There it goes.
Tired. That's the reason. He's tired.
That's his excuse for going off on John?
Why didn't you realize the guy was tired?
I'm sorry.
All day.
Tired, yeah, I was only up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'll see you in court, man. Don't hit somebody for doing nothing and asking you a question. I didn't touch anybody. I'll see you in court.
Love you,
old car. Successful,
you
man.
You long run piece of shit.
Yeah, at least I have, Harry.
I don't have my tape recorder. Someone's got my tape recorder. Probably him because he needs the money.
John refuses to leave because he can't get his tape recorder back.
What do you mean? No. I would get away from it because Mort's going to come hit me again. No.
It's our anniversary.
Yeah. Did I touch you? No. Exactly. Morton thinks I touched you. Get that on camera. Get that on camera. Did I touch you? Are you guys on?
Excuse me.
Hang on. Did I touch you?
You know, there's a reason they want you because I didn't touch you.
Excuse me. Get my tape recorder. I'm out of here.
I put it back on the table.
No, I don't have it. It's not here. And it's a lot of money. I want my tape recorder, and I will be out of here smoother than anything. So,
John, let me take care of
it.
This is the coolest tape I've ever seen.
Why are you quick with those cliches?
I love it.
Can I touch you? There's no reason for him to freak out. Yeah, I know, but he hit me, and now he's... Don't tell me he popped me right in the face.
Excuse me. Calm down. Turn your camera off.
Yo.
Otherwise, you're here to prove a point.
Yo, tell Mort how I didn't hit you.
I like that ponytail. Here comes Mort. Very good. Very nice job.
Here's the cassette recorder.
Totally
mangled.
Well, all we want to know is how he was paying for the party. That's all. No reason.
Still haven't found out, though.
Yeah, I guess that upset him a lot. I don't know. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, and you know, it's been since he hit me, my back, it's been hurting real bad.
I told you to wear a collar.
Where is your neck brace?
All right.
We'll be right back.
Joe, do you like music? This is beautiful equipment. What do you say, $300? Amps, speakers, the works?
It's a bargain, Joe. You go downtown anywhere, costs you double that.
All right, the kid likes music. How about some women's outfits? You know, something for your mom.
Should fit her okay.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I'll buy it.
I didn't give you a price yet.
Can I get through this, please?
$125. That's it. We got everything.
Oh, wait a minute. What about this?
What's that?
Some glass artsy-fartsy thing.
What do you got left, Joe?
$40.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can go 40 on the artsy-fartsy thing. What do you think, Vic?
He's only got 40.
Only got $40.
I know. I tell you what. We go 340, I'll spot you the three. You're good for it, right?
Certainly.
I think he is, too. Here.
Oh, God.
Catch!
No! So, Joe, he's wishing you good luck on your future as a businessman. Because God knows you're going to need it. Hello.
He's tall and he's dark. Like a shark, he looks for trouble. That's why the zeros double. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He is suave and he is smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman a killer, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Damsels and danger have filled the stranger's past, and like a knife he cuts through life like from the school that loves and leaves them. A pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Not a like every day's the last. He is fast, and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves him. A pity if it grieves him. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Not a foe.
makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile. Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
Is old. Very old. Full of memory. And anger. The trees are speaking to each other.
Gimli.
Lower your axe. feelings, my friend. The elves began it. Waking up the trees. Teaching them to speak.
Talking trees. What do trees have to talk about, hmm? Except the consistency of squirrel droppings.
Aragorn nad noennas.
Mankini.
The white wizard approaches.
Do not let him speak. He will put a spell on us.
Of two young hobbits.
Where are they?
They passed this way the day before yesterday. They met someone they did not expect. Does that comfort you?
Who are you?
Show yourself!
Forgive me. I mistook you for Saruman.
I am Saruman. Rather Saruman as he should have been.
You fell.
Through fire. And water. From the lowest dungeon to the highest peak, I fought him in the Balrog of Morgoth. Until at last I threw down my enemy and smote his ruin upon the mountainside. Darkness took me, and I strayed out of thought and time. The stars wheeled overhead, and every day was as long as a life age of the earth. But it was not the end. I felt life in me again.
I've been sent back until my task is done.
Gandalf. Yes. That was what they used to call me. Gandalf the Grey. That was my name.
Gandalf.
I am Gandalf the White. And I come back to you now. The turn of the tide.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they're all painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby it just happened. Every day I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see no more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into that sand sign, my love will laugh at me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. See it painted, painted black, black as night.